You are tuned to 88.9 FM. The state's legislative session is underway. State Senator Joe Negron joins us to talk about his priorities. We've heard a lot already about his proposal to lower vehicle registration fees.
In 2009, the legislature raised the tag and title fees very significantly during a difficult economic period. Government has a bad habit of raising fees during the bad times, but never then revisiting fees when times improve. So we're looking at a program to return somewhere between $250 and $400 million of tag and title fees, which will really help small businesses that have fleet of vehicles. Also will help Florida families as well.
This particular issue has gotten a lot of attention even before the session. Is it your biggest priority?
My number one personal priority for the 2014 session is to fund the recommendations of the Indian River Lagoon Select Committee so that we can store and treat more water south of Lake Okeechobee so that we can reduce the harmful discharges into our community that happened this past summer.
Now, you're on that committee that's taking a look at that particular issue. It's not new, but it is something that has had a renewed urgency in the past year.
What we're going to try to accomplish this session is to have reservoirs where the water can be stored, and then also over a three-year period, but beginning right away, to raise the Tamiami Trail to do bridging over the Tamiami Trail about 2.5 miles so that water can flow south from the lake out to Florida Bay. The way it is now, there isn't a way to get water under that roadway that was built many years ago. So we're going to be working to bridge that part of that of the Tamiami Trail so that water can flow south.
That's something that's been given a lot of attention in this area and is very important to people on the Treasure Coast and people on the southwest part of the state also. But what about the rest of the state? Is there support for a fix to this statewide?
The reality is that we're in a competition, and there will always be more demands on the state budget than we have in available revenue. And unlike Washington, we can't print money. We can't borrow money from foreign governments. We have to live within the revenues that we have. So I have the burden of proof to show to the rest of the state that the $220 million that has been recommended in spending over a three-year period in the Lagoon Select Committee, that merits the state's attention. And that will be a difficult challenge, but it's one that I'm prepared to take on, and I think we'll be successful.
Now, certainly the lagoon has a lot to do with our local tourism, but you say tourism as a whole in the state is going well.
I think this could be the year we go over 100 million tourists. In 2013, we had 96 million tourists and visit the state of Florida, so we're setting a goal as a state to get to 100 million in 2014, and we'll work with our tourism officials to make sure that everyone around the world knows how great Florida is and how much we appreciate them coming to visit our state.
What are some of the other priorities you've set for this session?
One thing that I want to look at is our universities in Florida, our public universities, have made a lot of improvements over the past couple decades, but I think they can even be better. And money's not all of that, but it is a part of it. And so I'm working to have some increased funding to our state universities so that they can retain and recruit the best professors, so that we can keep as many national merit scholars in Florida as we can, or at least have competitive offers for them to consider.
We've been speaking with State Senator Joe Negron about his priorities for this legislative session.